here's a story from The World.
Movie production is booming in many parts of Latin America, helped along by grants, tax subsidies, and ambitious local filmmakers. But Peru has lagged behind until now. As Vera Haller reports from Lima, one director, a woman, is helping to change the landscape.
Melina León is the first female Peruvian director to have a movie at the Cannes Film Festival. But her 2019 film, Song Without a Name, took her way beyond Cannes. It got 45 awards.
This one I really love because it was the first one.
She is showing me some of the statues really? That are in the living room of her parents' apartment in Lima, where she lives part of the year.
From the bottom of my heart, I never expected to win awards.
Song Without a Name is her first film. It's shot in black and white and tells the story of a young indigenous woman whose baby was stolen at birth.
Quiero verla. ¿Dónde está?
The movie also features a journalist who's inspired by León's dad. Her mom is an anthropologist.
Yeah, they're both very connected to stories. In this stable, there was always stories.
She wanted to study film, but there is no film school in Peru. So in 2003, she moved to New York to get an MFA at Columbia University on a scholarship. She started writing the script for Song Without a Name while still at Columbia. It's based on real events of child trafficking and corruption in Peru in the 1980s.
It's my way to understand colonization. How does it work? What are the parts that are more bright and beautiful, no? And what are the parts that are more dark and in a way prevents us from having a proud identity?
Melina León's new feature film project tells another difficult story of a young female protagonist. This time, she's an indigenous girl with epilepsy who lives in Cusco in the Andes. León says the film will explore the tension between science and religion.
Religion is a universal topic. I'm always looking for that when I choose a topic for a movie, a story, you know, that is very personal, but also is allowing me to make universal questions.
The other project that León is developing veers away from Peru, a documentary about Carlos Aguilar, a Mexican film critic based in Los Angeles, who is a DACA recipient. One of the challenges León faces, like many filmmakers in Peru, is raising money. She's still trying to fund her new films. For her first movie, she got several grants, including one from the Peruvian government. Under pressure from filmmakers, the country had passed a law to support movie production in 2019. Erica Chavez is the director of film and new media at the Ministry of Culture of Peru.
Nosotros tenemos un eslogan, si se quiere, en la dirección que es el cine nos representa.
We have a slogan, which is films represent us, she says. The ministry currently has a budget of about $6 million for movies. It funds productions, festivals, and scholarships. Chavez says the ultimate goal is to win an Oscar.
Ese es el reto. O sea, nos pondría mucho en la palestra y en la industria y justificaría también.
An Oscar would put Peru on the map and also support the difficult task of continuing to fund movies with public money, she says. It would also help Peru to catch up to neighboring countries.
Latin America has become really an epicenter of world cinema.
Carlos Gutierrez is the co-founder and executive director of Cinema Tropical. That's a nonprofit organization that presents Latin American movies in the U.S. He says the growth is due to government grants, tax subsidies, and the eagerness of local filmmakers to portray their country's struggles. Gutierrez says even though Peru has lagged behind Mexico, Argentina, and Brazil, it released 68 movies in 2021, a record. He says Melina León's fame will probably expand the Peruvian market.
The fact of having a successful female director inspires other women filmmakers to take the camera and make the films they want.
León herself has helped found a group to support women film directors in Peru. Her hope is that more of them, especially those living outside of Lima, will make movies. For The World, I'm Vera Haller, Lima, Peru.
Vera reported the story with Gisele Regatao.